informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Zaina, Lavinia, and Gary with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. Queensland graziers have called for action to fix faulty rain gauges, which resulted in the death of over 50,000 cattle. Floodwater is still making their way throughout catchments, with the number of cattle deaths being expected to rise. Landholders and officials in northeast Queensland have said they might have been able to save more cattle if the Bureau of Meteorology gauges had been online leading up to these events. The BOM has said it is in the process of upgrading their flooding management network. Hospitality venues from across Queensland and Townsville are seeing a huge spike of counterfeit $50 and $100 notes being accepted during rush hour periods. New staff and low-light venues are being targeted, with small business owners being impacted the most. Publican Richard Deary said it is important for companies to update new staff on how to detect fake notes and take their time upon inspection. He also said, quote, "It can cost business across the state tens of thousands each year, and not just hotels, but other smaller shops," end quote.
In national news, a further three board members, as well as the board's chair, have now resigned from the Adelaide Festival amid increasing controversy around a decision to drop a Palestinian-Australian author and academic. On Thursday last week, the board confirmed that Abdel Fattah would no longer appear on the Adelaide Writers' Week, saying it would be, quote, "culturally sensitive," end quote, following the Bondi terror attack. The board's decision has reportedly resulted in withdrawals from close to 100 authors, including prominent authors Percival Everett and Zadie Smith. Former board chair Tracy Whiting confirmed her resignation on Sunday evening, writing, quote, "Recent decisions were bound by certain undertakings, and my resignation enables the Adelaide Festival as an organization to refresh its leadership and its approach to these circumstances," end quote. Furthermore, community clubs in the top end claim that millions of dollars worth of profits from the pokies is regularly returned to the community as benefits, but until recently had been hidden from sight. Documents released under Freedom of Information laws reveals that the benefits included free ice and Wi-Fi for club members, as well as renovations to the clubs themselves. In the Northern Territory, pokies clubs must pay a 10% levy to the government to help redistribute pokies losses, but the documents found that a majority of the levy was spent on upgrades to the clubs themselves.
In international news, the 83rd Golden Globes were yesterday. In Sydney cider, Rose Byrne took home Best Actress for a Female Actor in a Musical or Comedy for If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, a major win for a, quote, "tiny film," end quote. Nudgee boy Jacob Elordi missed out on wins for both his Best Actor nominations, losing out Best Actor in a Drama to Stellan Skarsgård, who ended his speech with a touching tribute to the dying practice of going to the cinema. Quote, "Cinema should be seen in cinemas," end quote. Adolescents, The Pit, One Battle After Another, Hamnet were among the other major winners of the night. As host Nikki Glaser said, quote, "Without a doubt, this is the most important thing that's happening in the world right now," end quote. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with showers later today. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Just when you think you've hit rock bottom, there's always further to go. You're listening to The Anti-Room on 4. Triple Z.